The Magic Faraway Tree.
At last, everything was ready. Joe packed the food into a leather bag and slung it over his shoulder. Then the four of them set off to the Enchanted Wood. It didn't take them long to get there. A narrow ditch was between the lane and the wood. "You've got to jump over the ditch, Rick," said Joe. They all jumped over. Rick stood still when he was in the wood. "What a strange noise the leaves of the trees make," he said. "It's as if they were talking to one another, telling secrets. Whisha-whisha, whisha-whisha," whispered the trees. "They are talking secrets," said Beth. "And do you know, Rick, if the trees have any message for us, we can hear it by pressing our left ears to the trunks of the trees. Then we really hear what they say." "Whisha, whisha, whisha, whisha," said the trees. "Come on," said Joe impatiently. "Let's go to the faraway tree." They all went on and soon came to the mysterious magic tree. Rick stared at it in great astonishment.
"Wow! It's simply enormous," he said. "I've never seen such a big tree in my life. And you can't possibly see the top. Goodness me! What kind of tree is it? It's got oak leaves, and yet it doesn't really seem like an oak tree."
"It's a funny tree," said Beth. "It may grow acorns and oak leaves for a little way, and then suddenly you notice that it's growing plums. Then another day, it may grow apples or pears. You just never know, but it's all very exciting."
"How do you climb it?" asked Rick. "In the ordinary way?"
"Well, we will today," said Joe, "because we want to show you our friends who live inside the tree. But sometimes there's a rope that is let down the tree, and we can go up easily with the help of that. Or sometimes Moonface lets down a cushion on the end of a rope, and then pulls us up one by one." He swung himself up into the tree and the others followed. After a bit, Rick gave a shout.
"Wow! It's extraordinary! This tree is growing nuts! Look!"
Sure enough, it was. Rick picked some and cracked them. They were hazelnuts, ripe and sweet. Everyone had some and enjoyed them.